So the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu asuros milechol b'truma." This is on Vav Amud Aleph. We were talking about a woman who's, let's say, married to a kohen, and from a certain point, she's going to be defined as an isha shenistera. She went into seclusion. She can't have truma. Omeres tameani lecha. If she acknowledges or admits it herself, like a hodas baldin, tameya edim dami, kind of a situation, even though we do have a principle of ena dami simatz murasha, or witnesses coming along, velmeres, eni shosa, or she says, look, okay, you know, you have witnesses on the kinua, you have witnesses on the stira, and I'm not willing to drink, so the marriage is going to be dissolved. She obviously can't continue to eat truma. Or the husband doesn't want to put her through the process, rather go with the divorce. The pasuk says, asher hu tama'a, that there's an issa deraisa to be with the sota, that shenistera, and if he does, then the waters wouldn't exactly work anyway. The pasuk says, v'nika ha'ish mi'avon, only if the ish is menuka me'avam. Some Rav Amram Hamil, some Milcha Rav Sheshes, if in her lan enen mimas nisin, Rav Sheshes was able to illuminate us. So to Sheish la'edim medina sayam in amayim bod kinosa. Even if there were witnesses, the far reaches of the world, the water would not be bodekar. They would not establish her as guilty. My time Adam Merkav in Istira v'hinitma v'aid ain ba the lack of the yadaba le'afuke ha ha'ika the yadaba. If in here lan ainain mimas nisin the ktanev shabaula edim shehitmeya the asu edim ema. So when did the witnesses come? Because we just established that even if they hadn't come yet, even if they're in Japan, even if they're in Madagascar, it doesn't make a difference if there are edim that know that really she's tmeya. So you know the waters are not going to do their job. It's only a situation where you have to rely, as the Ramban says, the whole thing is a miracle. You have to rely on a miracle. If you don't need to rely on the miracle, you can't rely on the miracle. So inema mikame detishte zonahi. If they came before she had the mesota, so of course she's a zona. That there's nothing to do. El levaser deshasi. Right, this is after she drank the waters. Iam rabbi shlamin amayim bod kinosa. So if we say that the waters would not have their purpose, shopier. El iamar t'mayim bod kinosa. So sigali milsa de mafreya de sadi shakrin in who. It must be that they were lying, because otherwise she would have died on the spot. Some of the Rav Yosef v'olam emelacha mayim bod kinosa. Their waters actually do check her. They are capable of identifying her. Ve'emer z'chus tolala. But the reason they didn't go into effect immediately, even though she's indeed guilty of a very serious breach, is because she had a particular zechus. The Gemara later on is going to discuss which kinds of zechuyos, so limud haTorah, etc. B'maikem iflagi, b'misnavno, the Rebbe. The Tan Rebbe Yomer, zechus tola b'mayim amarim, v'enu yoledes, v'enu mishabachas, elam b'snavno v'holachas, l'sof shehimesa b'osa misa, meaning that she's going to deteriorate, but the waters don't have an immediate effect. Rav Sheshes Savar ben Rebbe ben l'Rabbanan, Rav Sheshes felt that everybody really accepted this idea that the waters sometimes can work immediately, and the waters can sometimes work over a period of time. Rav Yosef Sabra, the Rabbi Havim Misnavna, the Rabbanan Lo Havim Misnavna. According to Rav Yosef, the rabbis say either the waters are efficacious immediately or they're not efficacious altogether. So Masav Rav Simbi Barashi, Rav Shimon Omer, in Zechus Tola B'mayim Hamarim, V'imata Omer, Zechus Tola B'mayim Hamarim, Madcha ato es hamayim bifnei kol anoshim hashosos v'atimoti shemra la tahoros sheshasu. That there's a terrible moral hazard, according to Rabbi Shimon, if you're going to say that a zechus is tolu b'mayim hamarim. So first of all, the women who are truly innocent will not be exonerated, because people will just assume that they're guilty. And the reason that we, you know, don't see any immediate effect is because they must have had some zechus in life that's preventing the waters from doing their job. That's number one. And number two is for those women who are guilty. So the whole deterrent effect of the sota is undermined by the fact that it doesn't have any kind of immediate effect. You know, for something to be a deterrent, it has to be immediately efficacious. People say to themselves, okay, after 35 years, I'm not going to be alive anyway. What's the difference, you know, in that kind of a situation? So Rabbi Shimon says, his first major point of the day, he rejects the principle of Zechus Tola B'mayim Amarim. He couldn't accept that for two different reasons, as we suggest. It has to be an immediate effect. And if this is correct, So the point is that the idea, if there are Edom in Madagascar or Japan and they just haven't arrived yet, so this is going to be a very similar kind of an issue, because again, people are going to say they're not really innocent, they're guilty of sin. They're guilty because of a sin. But the only reason the waters were not immediately efficacious is because the witnesses were b'sof olam. So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon kama, the Rabbi Shimon is chus l'tal yedin nami lo tal. So Rabbi Shimon says, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. He believes that the waters are always efficacious immediately, whether it's a question of zechus or whether it's a question of witnesses. So masav rav elu, Shimon Choseyan Nisrafos, that the Karban Mincha is considered Kadosh, right? It was sanctified with the Shares. And at that point, the only thing to do with it is, if you can't offer it, it has to be burnt. Ha'omeres Tmeah, Ani V'Shabola Edim, Shi Tmeah. So the Asu Edim Emas. Ilema Mekambi the Tikdosh, Tepuk Lechulin. So then the Mincha, the flower, was never sanctified altogether. Labasa the Kadosh, it went into the Kli Shares. You're going to bring it for purposes of the carbon. The only thing to do with it is like truma shenitma or kadshim shenitmu. You have to be sorry if it minchasan is rafas. But if the waters aren't efficacious altogether in such a situation, because there are witnesses that are going to come from the ends of the earth, B'taus kadosh v'tepuk lechulin. Now, why would you have to burn such a mincha? It should simply go to chulin. Some of Yehuda midiskarta kigon shezinsa be'azara. This is a situation that she was mezana in the azara itself. In other words, the mincha was brought along proper lines. The chikadosh meikara shapir kadosh. Maskul mesharshi v'lo pirche kuhuna milavinosa. Right, that there's a guard that prevents anything of this nature from happening. The Gemara says that sometimes something really untoward could happen. That they were the ones who were mezana with her. She went to use the facilities to atu pirkei kahuna bekipa talila. The Gemara says if she went off on her own, sometimes the pirkei kahuna are literally attached to her. So Papa Amar the olam kedavina meikara. That's only a din derabanan. The reason that we burn it is not because really at a deraisa level it has to be burned, but we don't want people to start being mizalzil in a klisharis. We want people to take a karban mincha very, very, very seriously. Okay. A massive of Mari nitmeis minchasa chelo kitcha bekli harei kichol minachos v'tifta could be redeemed out. Mishakitcha bekli harei kichol minachos v'tisarif. It has to be burned. So kodesh kidesh hakometz, the part of the mincha which is offered on the mizbeach, v'lo hispik la'akrivo ad shemesu or ad shemesahi arei kechol minachos v'tisarev kariv hakometz v'lo hispik la'achol shirayim ad shemesu. Now the husband is dead, o ad shemesahi arei kechol haminachos v'tochal shalasavik bas mitchila, because we're not so bothered by the idea that there's been a curveball thrown into the system. The whole idea of this carbon mincha was a misafek mitchila. We didn't really know what happened. So kipra, sveka, v'halchala. So at this point, the safek has been expiated by the process of bringing the carbon, and one can proceed as one normally would. Bolo edim shi tmeya. But if witnesses came to establish empirically, for, as a halachic fact, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, that really, you know, there's no basis for here for giving her the waters because she's already tmeya. We only do it in a situation where we have to resolve a safek minchasin is refes. The mincha has to be burnt. So nimtzu edah zomimin, if the edim are determined to be false witnesses, minchasa chulin. So edim zomin kamar, edim zomin kalis lehu. Well, we always know if there are edim zomin. So tani kavasi de Rav Sheshes vilav mitameh. So in any event, we can support Rav Sheshes' view, but with a different rationale. Tahora, a woman who actually was innocent, v'lo sheyesh la'edim b'medina sayam. It wasn't a situation where there were witnesses in the ends of the earth for Tahora, Velo Shetaltala Zachos, he, Velo Sheyisnu Avitanuba. The Gemara says, Muzaros Bilavana, this is a reference to, as Rashi says, Nashim Tavos Bilavana, V'Rabbi Shimon, Nihidavav Lo Darish, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's no concept of a Zachos altogether that's going to be Tolala, because he's concerned that it'll be Motzi Laz on the Nashim, who are actually Tahoros, and it will also undermine any deterrent effect. Nihidavav Lo Darish, so he says, we don't darshan this vav altogether. V'ha'ika, yeshla edim medina sayam, what about the situation of edim that come from medina sayam? Reb Shimon will tell you, lo shchicha. That's a very unusual situation. Some people, again, today we live in a global society. Maybe it wouldn't be an unusual situation. But in those days when people basically lived in one part of the world, so Rabbi Shimon says maybe there's not a comparison here between the cases that we assumed were the same. Rabbi Shimon says a zechus isn't going to be tola because any woman could have some kind of a merit which renders her impervious to the immediate effect of the mayim killing her off. But the idea that she's tamea, she's guilty, and the only witnesses who know about it are in Japan or Madagascar, that's a situation that Rabbi Shimon wasn't too worried about. Because how likely is that for people who live in one place over the course of their entire lives? The Balei HaTosfos point out that the same thing is true of a Baal who was with his wife, Baal Leha Baderech. Again, that would also prevent the waters from being efficacious, but he says that's also lo shchiach. The thing that you really have to worry about, according to Rabbi Shimon, so again, this is the first major point of the day, is one thing, that we couldn't say that a zechus is actually tola b'mayim amarim, because that will undermine the deterrent, and that will be motzi laz on all of the nashim who really are tahoros. Okay, so the Mishnah tells us, Ketzad osalam alicha lebezdin shaboso makim, umosin lo shnei talmidei chachamim shema yavo la baderech, Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'al lo ne'aman alaha. You don't need this kind of an honor guard. This is the Balei HaTosfos point this out as well. Highly reminiscent of the one other case in Halacha where a person is escorted by Talmidei Chachamim, which is the Rotzeach Bishgaga. So we send Talmidei Chachamim with him to tell the Goel Hadam, the Avenger of the Blood, that we will not, we don't want to in any way encourage people to exact vengeance in such a fashion. Good morning, Ken. We're just starting in the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph. We were talking about the one thing from Daf Vav that we were just emphasizing is the Shita of Reb Shimon, that if a woman has a merit, the waters continue and she was Mizana, the waters would kill her immediately, because he thinks the moral hazard of the waters not doing so would be very, very, very dangerous. So when the woman is being brought up to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a machlokas here, but according to the Chachamim, she's escorted by two Talmidei Chachamim to ensure that nothing happens, because if the husband will be intimate with his wife from this point on, that will undermine the waters. This is very analogous to the situation of the Rotzeach Bishgaga. Gemara says, Trei ve'iu atla. So there are really three, the husband and these two Talmidei Chachamim. Lema v'sayi le'le ravdim, Rav Yehuda Merav, because presumably along the way one of them is going to have to go relieve himself. And if there is only one, right, you'd have a problem of yichud. So lo, right, we're not so worried about that, but we always want witnesses. Right, that people who are debased morals, you can't even trust 10 men. Normally, having two men with one woman is sufficient to obviate any concerns of yichud. But if they're prutzim, unfortunately, if they're people of debased moral standards, so then even 10 men are not going to be trustworthy. You have a story of they faked a woman's death for these purposes. So avotia asar mita slo hachanu taima. So again, so we're saying maybe the rationale is not so much because of Yichud, but we want Talmidei Chachamim to warn him against this situation. Then it's a very fascinating comparison to Rotzeach B'Shgaga. So here we come to the second fundamental point for the day, which is that just like the halacha has a very, very, very profound preference, that the Goel Hadam allow the process to play itself out and not to treat the Rotzeach B'Shgaga as if he's a Rotzeach Mezid and to kill him, to put him to death, because really, morally speaking, he's not deserved. So that's not deserved. So too here we're saying that once we've established this woman as an Isha Shenistera, she's gone into privacy with this man, so it's important that the process should play itself out. And the husband, who, again, may be racked with all kinds of guilt, V'niko ha'ish me'avon ishayit, isa savonah, we talked about this in the introductory shir. So the Talmidei Chachamim are there to ensure him that this is the proper halachic process, that we don't want to short-circuit the process in any way. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bala, just as we always trust the husband to do the right thing at when a woman is benidusa, so sota, which is relatively less grave, of course. So Rabbanan, he anosenes, he said, that's exactly the point, in the opposite direction. Sometimes it's exactly the gravity of the offense which gives us the credibility. That's exactly the point. It's not a kal v'chomer, it's based on a simple pasuk. They said to Rabbi Yossi, as he pointed out before, lo, again, when it comes to Nida, there's a credibility factor that's built in, because it's what we call in the Gemara, pas besalo. It's a situation where he's credible not to do the wrong thing, because it's a matter of waiting. It's a davar she'eshlo matirin. But when it comes to sota, right, there's no heter. From this point on, she stigmatized him forever unless they go through the process. Ve'omer mayim genuvim yimtiku. And then, right, you have the challenge that seeps in, which is that now that she's asura, it makes her much more attractive to him, which is part of the psychology of life. So he says the kal v'chomer bereisha pirchua v'hadar amalu kra. So he says the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda haynu tanakamas ike benayu aval amru. Okay, so the difference between them is this retort of the chachamim to give the shnei talmidei chachamim a chance to make sure that the situation is not undermined, the process is not short circuited. Okay, so Mishnah tells us how you umali knows how the bezna gadol shiru shalayin. All kinds of reasons that people make mistakes. Sometimes, again, number one is yayin, which is very telling. Sometimes it's, getting into a very silly or frivolous mentality, immaturity, the wrong crowd. All right, and they say let's not erase the Kadosh Baruch Hu's name unless we have to. So again, from her standpoint, if she already knows she's guilty, we really try very hard to convince her not to desecrate Hashem's name in this way, not to go through with it. Win her over. We try to convince her that this is not necessary if it's not necessary. See, Amar Tmeyani, Shaveris Ksuvasa, Vyotzes, it's over, she loses her Ksuva, the marriage is over, but we avoided a disaster. Vyamar Tahorani, but if she says that I'm innocent, so Malino Salashar Mizrach, Chopesach Shar Niknor, Shasham Ashkin, Sasotos, Samitarin, Sayodos, Samitarin, Samitzorain, Vikoin Oches, Bivgada, Nikru, Nikru, Nifru, Nifrumu. You always have to preserve modesty, even in this kind of a situation. The black clothes, if she was wearing, beautiful jewelry, that would be removed as well. Top of Zion and Mabez, Right, again, this is all part of the process that if she's just being stubborn, we want to make sure that we don't actually go through with this. So we make sure, again, her clothes don't fall off. Liros, anybody can come see. Again, this is meant to have a deterrent effect. But we don't allow her staff to come in because we're afraid that will make her more stubborn. The idea is meant to be a deterrent effect against all women. So, Minani Miliam, Rabbi Chia Bar Gamda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chaina, Asi Torah Torah, Ksivacha, Vasal Akoin, Eskola Torah, Azosuch, Sivasam, Alpia Torah, Sharucha, Malahalan, Bishim Be'echad, Afkan, Bishim Be'echad. Third major point for the day, again, we talked about the imperative of Zechus Tolala and Rabbi Shimon's, you know, disagreement with that. We talked about the Talmidei Chachamim. Now, why does this have to happen in the Beis HaMikdash? Why does it have to happen with the Sanhedrin HaGedola? The point is, it's a national event. We're not only worried about this one case, but as we talked about, the whole point is that Laman Yishmu V'Yiro, on a certain level, that this will be a deterrent for all of the Nashim. U'ma'aymin aleha. U'mina kedach shema'ayin aleha shalot tishta, kach ma'aymin aleha shalot tishta. But it goes in both directions. It's dialectical, right? If she's really innocent, then we encourage her to clear her name. Omer labiti bar loch hadaber shetahorat amdi al buryech v'shasid v'shemayim amarim domin al esam yave shemunach al baser chai im yesh amakim mechalchol v'yori dimen shemakim l'mo klum. So lo kasha kan kodem shenimcha megila kan achra shenimcha megila. The whole difference is whether or not we've erased Hashem's name. Once we've erased Hashem's name, we encourage her to go through the process. Yehuda hoda velo bosh, right? That Yehuda acknowledged that he made a mistake with Tamar. Maya sofo nachal chayolam abba. Reuven hoda velo bosh, right? Reuven acknowledged his activities with Bilah. So maya sofo nachal chayolam abba. Umascharan kedam minan, right? There no chayolam ba. Umascharan b'lamazah. Pasuk says, "Lahem levadim nasna haaretz lovar zar besocham bishlam Yehuda shkachin the odi v'tichse v'yakar Yehuda v'yomer tzadka men el Reuven minalun the odi damri b'sibay bar dachmani Rabbi Yochanan my dechsev yichi Reuven v'yamos v'misav mispar v'zos v'Yehuda v'yamar kolosan shanim sheyisrael me'id b'midbar. The Jews were traveling through the desert. We have a tradition that not only did they bring up Atzmos Yosef, but Atzmos Yosef Imo with all of the Atzmos of the Shvatim ayu Atzmos of Yehuda megulgalin ba'aron." That Yehuda's bones were like, you know, moving around. Ad shamed Moshe b'kesh l'rachma on the front of Yehuda Shalom migarim l'Reuven shehoda Yehuda. Yehuda was the one who caused Reuven to be moda, to acknowledge his sin with Bilah v'zosli Yehuda miyad shama shem kol Yehuda. All evare l'shva v'lo haya kama'aylin lei l'misifted the rakia. So at that point, he was given. It wasn't exactly admitted into Chayei Olam Haba, but the Evarim weren't shaking. So the Elamot to Vienu, so then Moshe continued with this Tvila. He was able to go in, but he wasn't able to appreciate the learning that was going on in the Masifta Derekia. V'lo avaka yada mishkal u'mitrach b'shmait sabhadi rabbanan. Yada v'rav lo. So now he was able to participate, to understand the debate, but he wasn't able to sort of be machria, he wasn't able to win the halachic discourse. And then Moshe continued the tefila that not only should Yehuda be admitted to the Masifta Derekia, but that the halacha should be kimosa. Bishlam Yehuda da'odi, kihechid l'tisarev tamar, l'rubin lamalei da'odi. Right, what was the benefit of Reuven acknowledging this in November of Sheshes? Chatzif alai de mifrit chatoi. Don't we have to be concerned when a person publicly acknowledges a private sin? So kiyechi di lelech shadu achoi. It was for one reason, so that people would not be choshed his brothers. He did it so that they wouldn't have to live under any aspersions of misdeed. So again, just the points that I wanted to emphasize today is that Rabbi Shimon has a view that the waters are going to be bodek a woman even if she has a zechus, because there are really two moral hazards. Number one, if it takes a while, then nobody's going to really worry about the process. They'll say, okay, you know, I'll have a zechus. You know, I'll do some chesed, I'll learn some Torah, whatever it is. I'll say Tehillim, and then I can behave as I wish, which is not what we want. And also at the same time, women who are truly innocent will be held in suspicion. The second point that we mentioned, Zayinam Ralph, was the idea of Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, just like the Rotzeach Bishgaga, the Talmidei Chachamim prevent the Goel Hadam from killing him, or try to anyway. So the idea is very similar, that we want the process to play itself out without an inappropriate conclusion of Baal Leha Bederech, so we try to ensure that doesn't take place. The third point that we say is that as far as the women themselves are concerned, we try very hard to make sure that there's no gratuitous, egregious erasure of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, Umacha El Mehamarim, but after that process is happened, so then we say, you know, she should stand her ground. She doesn't have to give in if she knows that really she's a Tahora. And then again, as noted, that this requires the Beis Din HaGadol and their involvement, because this isn't just about one situation, it's about preserving, a national state of Tahara. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll pick it up there tomorrow on the very bottom of Zayin Amid Beis, towards the top of Ches Amid Aleph, as we have, well again, we'll have Monday, we'll have Tuesday, we'll have Wednesday, the timing is very beautiful because we'll get into certain Gemaras about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It would be very beautiful to do so in advance of Pesach, so that hopefully Tuesday, Wednesday in particular, we'll have the opportunity to benefit from some of those Gemaras. Okay, I want to wish everybody a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. A great day.